Blog Talk Radio.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're
moving, we're moving.
Flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel.
We must also realize that the problem...
God bless you tonight. This is the Bishop, and I want to tell you, God bless you tonight. I'm praying for you, Sister Sonia. She asked me to pray for Mary in Detroit. I'm praying for you, Mother Egypt. God bless you on that. You really did a good job. People started calling Mother Egypt from Detroit, what you did. I'm praying also for Mother Frances down in Algiers. I'm supposed to go down and do a render a service, but it's been so bad. I'm going to try to make my round to Memphis, to Greenwood, Greenville, Mississippi, all the way down to Faraday, Louisiana, and all the way in Yazoo City, Jackson, all the way down to New Orleans. And I make that every day, and I make that every year. I'm going to be down in New Orleans, down in Monroe. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa, down in Atlanta, Georgia. Sister LaWanda, I'm praying for you in Monroe. And Sister Cook in Sweetport, Louisiana, I'm praying for you. Thank you for every letter, every call. I want to say this tonight. If you got a need to plant a seed, go to my website, seedabrahamgillisite.com. I think I'm going to give some prophecy tonight. I'm going to give a little prophecy before we get into that. Because I got Dr. Ben. And Dr. Ben is going to talk about black relationship with Africa. Black relationship with your religion. You know, I'm spiritual. I'm not a Christian. I'm not Islam. I'm spiritual. When you're spiritual, you get out of all that negativity that Christianity brings to you. They bring you a Jesus on the wall that is white. They tell you to kneel and pray. When the Africans told the African, come into church and pray. That's what the European told African. Africans said, no, that place too little for my God. God of the wind, the God of the universe, God of the universe. I want tonight, I'm going to give props to everybody that's on the queue. I'm going to use your last numbers of your phone. If you 5350, if you 0598, if you 4540, if you 98, 32, 3030, I'm going to give you a message. Get your pencil ready, because this might be a message to kill you out of what you're in. I'm praying, you know, this is Halloween month. This is month where lots of witchcraft and death. I predict floods. I've been predicting floods. We had flood in Alabama and flood down in Mississippi and Pearl. And the water came from up north going down the Mississippi, going down to the Gulf. And I talked about that oil spill, and I talked about it last year. And if you got the tape, you see where I talked about that oil spill in the coast. And it was in the Gulf Coast. Now it's in California, Los Angeles. Sister, I'm praying for you, Sister Tanya, in Los Angeles, California. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you here in Chicago. Every letter, every telephone call. I want to send you something special. I want to send you Master Musa, the most richest man in the world. I want to send you something with his name on it. You that's in business. I see your business being very successful, and I see God I'm up a door for you. I want everybody to read this month Psalms 119, East, West, North, and South. Cause so much evil. Psalm 35, fret not thyself, evil doer. It's a lot of witchcraft and demonic spirit. A young lady called me from Texas. I'm praying for you, Dr. Gibson, in Texas, in Dallas. And I want to prophesy to you, Dr. Gibson, all is well, and everything you're trying to do is going to be very successful. That's for you, Dr. Gibson. And I want to tell you, every letter, every telephone call, I want you to get ready tonight for God to take you to boom, another level. I say, let me bail. On Monday night, we have Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. Tuesday night, Cause of the Answer, that's when I talk to dead folks. I talk to folks in the spirit world. You might not like that, but I talk to them. And when I talk to them, they tell me things, what's going on. And, you know, I'm going to talk next Tuesday night about Hitler playbook. Lots of stuff going on. It's witchcraft and magic. And the killings and the shooting going on because all the drugs and dope have been sent down here to put on us. Like Dr. King said, I'm going to play a little of Dr. King. I'm going to come back and probably get your pencils ready. And I want to tell you, Sister Duke, I got your St. Michael beads, and I got them. I looked in the car. I was trying to get to you today. I've been so busy. You know, God is able to. It's been raining, and thank God for the rain. That's a blessing, you know. And I want you, this is harvest, and I sent some of you to harvest. I sent you the Horn of Plenty. That Horn of Plenty is supposed to give you some money. My website is on the Horn of Plenty. Everybody, I sent the Horn of Plenty. My website down there, you can send it. You can plant a seed. I don't believe in tithing. I believe in seeding, okay? Don't tithe to me. Seed. Because when you got to need your seed, as you seed, the blessing will come. The boy gave his mama his house. She said, what you give me that? He said, because I'm seeding this house to you, mama, because God finna give me a mansion. And I want to tell you, I know seeding work. Me and Bishop Gatemouth Moore was down coming from Texas, and we stopped at the casino. Yeah, stopped at the casino. We ate, and he said, well, I'm going to go up here and shoot a little dice. I said, well, I'm going to play the slots. I got $1,000. I don't know how much money he won, but when we got back to the church that Sunday, the ragged piano, ragged organ, God said, Bishop, give the money to the church. Now, this $1,000. I got up that Sunday morning and said, I want to tithe. I want to plant a seed of $1,000 for a new organ and a piano in the church. People jumped up with $100. They got that. Now, that was my seed. I seeded that. A man came and gave me a new Mercedes. He said, Bishop, this is for healing my daughter. She was on drugs. And they couldn't do nothing. But when you prayed for her, she got off of drugs. She went on back to college. He gave me the car. I went right on to Mississippi, the run of revival, me and Gatemouth. And Mother Gibson, she's in the spirit realm. She said, Bishop, there's a lady wants you to come and pray for her land. And she had about 100, 200 acres. I stood on her porch and walked in her yard and prayed and lift my hands up to the Almighty. Blessed east, west, north, and south. When I got through, she said, come on in and have a little tea. We got to having tea. She read in a cookie jar, $10,000 in. This is what I want to see to your ministry. Now, I accepted. Mother Gibson looked at me. Gate looked at me. So that's what she did, cash money. Now, when I left there, I told her, God, because of this seed that you gave, God can really open up a door. I came back to Chicago. I got a call. She said, Bishop, the lady got a seed for you because, you know, she found oil on her property. And she found oil. She got the mother load on her property. And after you prayed, they came and tested. That woman is multi-rich. Okay? I want to let you know when you got to plant a seed. And I stopped the devil. That'll block him in his tracks. Now, I want you to get your pencil and paper. Don't let the devil ride. I got a prophecy for every one of you tonight. So get your pencil and paper. I don't know what the Spirit going to tell me to tell you, but I'm going to tell you whether you accept it or not. And that's Marvin Gaye, but I want you, this Marvin Gaye. This is, and I crossed over with Marvin Gaye. I crossed over with Whitney. And I know I'm going to talk about on Dr. King on Mondays about the death of all the black leaders, how they was murdered right before our eyes. Marvin Gaye, Prince, Michael Jackson, they was murdered. And I'm going to tell you what they was murdered about. And I'm going to do that. I'm gonna do that on Mondays.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a
stupid party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, right now.
Glory, hallelujah. I feel a great anointing in the room tonight. I feel that God got something for you tonight. I feel that anointing. You know how you feel? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Let me ring my bell. Okay. I feel that it's a word that God want to get to you, man. Woman, it's a word that God want to get to you tonight. And if you listen and you obey the word of God, whatever you need, God got, he got what you want. And ain't nothing going to touch you. Psalms 119, I want everybody to read that, they're listening. Psalms 37, fret not thyself, evildoers, because it's evildoers that don't want to see you prosper. They don't want to see, and they work in magic. They work in spirit. You don't even see, they work through your children. They work through your family members, through your husband, through your wife. You know, a lady called me from Las Vegas, said, Bishop, I thought I was through with my husband. I divorced and I got back with him. A woman from Texas rooted him, and I got involved with him, and I was told to leave him alone. And I told her, leave him alone. That ain't for you. Sometimes when you spit, you don't step back and you spit. You don't step back. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. You don't go back and you puke. It's over. I don't care if you got 10 cans by. When it's over, it's over. Let me say it again. When it's done, it's done. You got to move to the next level. I don't care if it's son, daughter, sister, brother. When it's done, you got to leave it up. Don't you gonna curse yourself. Glory, hallelujah. I want you, Genesis 17. I'm going to you 5350 in Chicago. I want to tell you it's a financial blessing. I want you to look for it, and it's going to come through a government grant or something. And I want you to get ready for that. And I'm seeing God open up some doors for you. Glory, hallelujah. And I want you to read Genesis 17. I want you to start at verse 5. That means that it's somebody coming for some help. And I'm seeing one of your grandsons, somebody, that this woman got him rooted. But when you start reading that, and I want you to say the house three times. And if you say the house three times, that's going to break that hope. Glory, hallelujah. That girl got on him because they want to hook him up. Oh, I'm going to leave that alone. We'll talk about that a little later on. Now, I'm going to 0598. I'm going to you tonight. I want to say to you, all is well. I want to tell you, I still see a house open up for you. But the scriptures I want to give you, this is in Detroit, 0598. Give me a scripture to give you. And I want you to read this scripture because it's going to be a blessing for you. Genesis chapter 6, and you go from 1 to verse 7. Go on to 9. Got to clear things up. If you don't understand it, give me a call. The Spirit told me to tell you that it's some things been going on, but God moved it, and He's going to, I'm going to tell you, everything is all right. Your health is all right. Your mind is all right. I want you to look this year for a new place. And it's a brick house that I see. And you can rent it on options to buy, or you can go on and buy it. And the finance going to be in place for it. Ashe. Don't forget, God got your blessing. I'm going to 4540. And this is in Nana. I want to tell you, the Spirit gave me, I see confusion around you. God is getting ready. First, I want you to read Psalm 91. Put this down. Then I want you to read Exodus 14:14. God got you, but the devil is trying to take your wealth, trying to take your money. And what I'm saying about that, you can't let your children make your decision about a relationship that's over. Want to come back because you're making money. Want to come back to you because you're doing good. Honey, let that go. That's yesterday. You can't live in yesterday, people. You got to live in today and look for tomorrow. Glory, hallelujah. Exodus 14:14 and Psalm 71. I want you to read that. I'm going to prophesy a little to you. This man want to come back in your vibration. Because the white women said he done messed with, he's still messing with. Leave that alone. You can do better. Let that alone and let God is finna set you up bigger and you finna have a bigger venue. And I want you to get your cards out there, God, to bless you. You cannot be blessed when somebody already been fixed and crossed up. Not by you. He been messing with the witches. And that witch spirit will fall on you and say, hey, you don't need to come to my house. Stay. I will send them to you. And I don't care. You got to be the woman of your house. And once you're the woman of your house, whatever you say, go. If they don't like it, get on out. Stop trying to raise a grown children midget. They midgets and want you and want to do what you say. They got to do what you say. Lord, I got to be a blessing. Plant a seed and you get a blessing. I'm going to you, 9532. God said, get ready for a trip to Las Vegas, and I want you to read Revelation. I'm seeing Revelation 12 and 7. I want you to read that. And I want you, 45, I want you to read Revelation 45, Revelation 12 and 7. Micah and his angel fought that. You know, there's lots of witchcraft on people. There's lots of people been rooted and tooted. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. And it's because God got you on this program tonight. I'm giving you something that the preacher at church can't give you because he don't know it. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Michael and his angels fought the dragon, the devil, and run him out of him. Where you think he at? He's in the earth realm trying to trick and fool me and you. But we got to stay up in order to move away. I'm moving witchcraft, magic, and all that. This is the month of magic. It's a month of death. Slow yourself down. Don't be driving a lot. Get somewhere and sit down. You're going to hear lots of killing, planes falling, trains falling. But I see a bus having an accident now. You're going to read I see people jumping out of a building. As if, I don't know, is it in Chicago, in New York? But I see people jumping out of a building on fire. I just want you to get it. I see a couple of tractor trailers turning over. There's a lot of evil going on. People going to the cemetery and pulling stuff out and don't know what they're doing. There's a lot of witchcraft. And so you got to watch who you talk to, who you conversate with, and know what's happening. I'm going to you, 0372. I want you to read the whole, thank you, kind spirit, Psalm 109, Psalms 37, and spirits of God is finna, somebody finna come to you with some, a woman coming to you with some help. And if somebody in your family tree want to get in contact with you, I'm praying for the death that you don't know that's going to happen before this month out. I say. I'm praying tonight there's no secret. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Those that lost loved ones, mama, sister, brother, I'm praying for you. And I want you to understand this month is the harvest month, but also this is the month that they practice witchcraft and they bring stuff to put on you and mess you up. You have to watch yourself for things that happen. God bless you. I say. I want to hear from Dr. King, then I'm going to Dr. Ben. And you need to listen to what Dr. Ben is saying. And this is what Dr. King, and we still fighting racism and white supremacy. We still fighting this virus. And if you call me, I got a young lady that got some sea moss, and you need to take your sea moss. Tell me, get another booster. You'll be boosting all this year, all next year. You'll be still boosting if you ain't trusting in God. God is a healing love, and I'm spiritual, and I'm a herbalist. Let me say that again. I'm not a Christian, and I'm not Islamic. I'm not a Jewish. I'm spiritual, and I have an ancestor who was spiritual. Grandma didn't go to no hospital. They didn't have no hospital back in the day. She got the herb, fixed the tea up, and fixed it up, and we was healed. The same principle will work now, but you done got so modern. You got a couple of degrees. Got a little money, you don't want to move by the white folks. And, you know, and I'm praying for the Haitian folks. And this is what I said about the Haitians. If you want to do something, adopt one. You know, I know they black folks. White, look, they spend $6 trillion. Let me say it again. $6 trillion in 20 years over and again, and they brought the people over here. What Biden did, they sent 2 plane loads back of Haitians, but they brought 4 plane loads of Afghanistan. They don't know if they put them terrorists or nothing in there. They left guns, tanks, and airplanes over there. But that's another show, because I'm praying for your healing tonight. And those that got cancer, TB, God is a healer. Father God, right now, somebody's mind is missing, touch their mind. Somebody got heart problems. God touch right now. I say. I invoke the spirit of Archangel Michael. I invoke the spirit of Raphael, the healing angel. That argument in the family. That son, that daughter don't act right. Mother, you got to stand your ground. Daddy, you got to stand your ground. You can't let them midgets run you, because you the daddy, you the mama. You was here before them. What they going to tell you? Mama, I ain't going to do this. Dad, I ain't going to do this. Stop listening to that. Your grandchildren, same way, you make a mind. If you don't make a mind, they'll be down in penitentiary, and the white folks going to make a mind. Hello. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to hear a little bit from Dr. King, then we're going to Dr. Ben. And I just want you to know God is able, and that what Dr. King said is true.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in...
Now, what Dr. King said, they brought Europeans over and gave them land, and gave them money. They're doing the same thing with that Gallatin. Bring them over here, give them money, give them welfare, doing all of that. But didn't do nothing for them, send the Haitian back. The Haitians been marching for months trying to get to the border. They wouldn't even entertain them, just got them on the plane and send them back. That's wrong. Okay. Now, I want to say about the soldiers, the women soldiers came to Washington yesterday. The vice president should have been there to meet them women that fought in Vietnam and Korea. I think one of them was 100 and one was 90. We got to begin to love each other. And the president didn't say nothing about it. The vice president should have been there. She's a woman. She should have met them women in Washington, D.C. and greeted them. These women fought in Vietnam and Korea. And they the one was doing the typing, shooting, flying planes. But didn't nobody acknowledge them. They just got a trip to Washington. Dr. Bean's going to talk a little bit. I want you to take this down. He's going to do a lecture. Thank you, Dr. Bean. And to listen to him.
And just as Somalia, Kenya, Uganda, is the grandmother of Egypt. If we are to look, no society in human history starts at the end of a river and works up against the current.
and other Africans
especially those that went into Egypt, namely the 7 adults. I don't have time to talk and to spell his name because I've spoken to you a number of times, and by now you should be able to spell those words. It was not until as late as the 1500s that Egypt, the same Egypt that we are talking about, became extended to what is now called Aswan, Aswan or Senset or Senot, as it was called. It was 1500 before the Common Era that Egypt took over Nubia from a place now still called as you deep into the southern part of Egypt was the northernmost part of Sudan or Aswan, or Nubia. Go back again. If you are accustomed to Egypt and you are in Luxor, you must travel north. That's been going down the Nile to at least 200 miles north to come to Assuet. You draw a horizontal line parallel to the equator and run it across Egypt, and that's where Nubia up until 1500, which will bring us into the 18th dynasty, that was still Nubia. So when you're speaking about Nubia, you're speaking about the creation of dynastic Egypt. And again, that's what we have overlooked in our Greek mythology, in our Greek training, in our European education. The 18th dynasty, or 1500 and thereabouts, bring us at a period of time when we are speaking about the Inhoteps, that would include Akhenaten. It is that brings us before the very noted, and in my case, the most noted of the Egyptian pharaohs in terms of what they contributed to society, which will be Ramesses II. And all that happened subsequent to that. However, what is overlooked is the role that Nubia played even in dynastic Egypt. We know of Nubia and we deal with Nubia in terms of one particular person, and that would be the wife of Ramesses II, Nefertari II, because we then generally don't speak of Nefertari in terms of second. She is the second. There was a previous Nefertari, which we will speak about later. Nubia not only gave to Egypt Nefertari II or Nefertari I, but Nubia passed on her culture to Egypt. We think of Nubia in terms of the Nubian dynasty, 24th, 25th, depending on whose chronology you are using, and that would be a point when Egypt would already start to decay. Egypt was already in her dying days, when we are talking about the point when the dynasties were controlled under Nubian tutelage. I am talking about Nubian dynastic imprints from the time of Aha in Egypt, and the time of another man who was confused with Aha, namely Nama. The Greeks were the ones who decided that Nama was the first of the pharaohs, called him Mena, as well as they call him later Menes. But in fact, it was Aha who really started. There were three Ahas, and only two are recorded in Egyptian history. One of the Ahas is said to be the first priest of ancient Egypt. This Ahab was the one that introduced the Nubian god to Egypt. But that Nubian god has been carefully suppressed. We are talking about Menderusi. Menderusi is said by by certain Western historians to be a brother of Osiris. In other writings, he is said to be the son of Osiris and brother of Horus. But in Nubian mythology, if you want to call it that, in Nubian religiosity, Menlusi is the equal brother of Osiris and the senior brother of Osiris. Why is Menlusi mentioned? When we go to the temple of what is called Kalapsha, that's a German terminology, Kalapsha. That temple was Koloboyo Temple, K-O-L-O, one word, B-O-Y-O, Koloboyo Temple. You will notice that when you go to that temple, there are stones belonging to the previous temple that was there. There are animals of ancient Africa and the Nile in particular, shown on those stones that you find nowhere else. And then you recognize that there was a temple there hundreds of years, thousands of years that predated the temple that was built much later equally by Nubian people. Stop and consider. Who worked the quarries of Nubia? There is not another place in all of Egypt where one can find marble other than Aswan. No place else. And no one can show that any marble was brought from a foreign state, whether a foreign state in Africa or a foreign state in Asia. We do not need to speak about Europe because Europe is not in history yet. Then why is it that African scholars have failed to deal with Nubia? The answer is obvious. Because we have failed to deal with our color. And we're still scared to deal with our color. I'll give an example of this. African scholars, and I use the term with quotation marks. African scholars come to Harlem and they say, Dr. Ben is this, Dr. Ben is that. He introduces to this, introduces to that. Look at their writings. See if you see Dr. Ben may even mention in a negative way. They come up the town, they go up the go, and they tell you how great Dr. Ben is. And Dr. Ben is there laughing inside. I won't laugh in the face because it's rude, they said. But then you take up the latest work and see if in the latest work, I'm not talking about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, in the latest work, they quote everybody that Dr. Ben introduced, even the white ones. The present star in academia that they quote, Bonnell, was a fellow that came and speak in my classes at Cornell up to the last day when Cornell's getting rid of me. They came to find the last bit of information. Today, Bonnell is a superstar. Yet he caught me all over the place. I am known to be blunt. Take up the last book of, African Revisited, or somebody revisited, and see if you see any of those scholars, any one of them, quoting Yosef Ben Tikkanen. You name it, and he or she or he and she found it necessary to quote James, who I introduced, and others, but never Ben Yekanen. Why? Because Ben Yekanen dared equally to say, among other things, that the civilization of Egypt is a black civilization and said without a benefit of doubt, and deals with the race of Africa in terms of the Greeks of yesterday, the Greeks of today, and all other Europeans combined. And why do I say this? And why can't they say this? Because all of them, or a cancer partner, refuse to do the most essential thing. Get out of the library, get out of the museum, and go to the field. Take off your trippy suit and tie. You can use it. I use trippy suit. This is my camouflage garment. My big ticket, as the brother said. But you have to go to the field to deal with that original work yourself. If you want to be a mother, you can't be a physician dealing with mothers. You got to be a mother. Get pregnant, then you know what it is. You could be a faggot, that will make you a mother. You could sympathize, but you will never know what it is to be a mother. You will never know what Egypt is unless you go and do that original speed work. How could I tell that Nubia is the mother of Egypt? Before I started my latest digging a year and a half ago, see, every time I dug a space, and it's not me alone, it's six other brothers, just two men brothers with me. But every time we bring up a shovel, I am not looking for the major find. I am looking for the tiniest bit of relic to put me back with the ancient brothers and sisters. But it's not only that. I go back to the old, the ancient people, the ancient modern people, if you want to call it that. Those Egyptians, those Nubians who cannot even speak today Arab. You'd be surprised to know that Arabic, that there are thousands of Nubians who do not speak Arabic in Egypt. And they do not speak it not because they can't learn it, out of contempt for the conquerors. Some people ask, why don't you speak Arabic? You're going to Egypt for long. I am not interested in Arabic. I'm not interested in English. I'm not interested in French. I'm not interested in any colonial language, so that they don't speak or speak it out of its proper grammar or whatnot. I don't give a damn. I don't speak it because I hate the damn thing that the people that it belongs to. That's why I don't identify myself as English, French, Dutch, or anything like that. Now, in going back, then, these are the basics in which to understand the material that one uses. One must have the frame of mind. One must place oneself in that of the actor, so to speak. One must become Rameses to understand Rameses. And one must become Nefertari to understand her. Let us go and see one of the points at which I knew that Egypt was the child of Nubia. The most essential sacred drama in all of Egypt was the Opet Festival, the O-T-E-T Festival. And the Opet Festival came out of another festival, the Festival of the Love, the romantic spouse of the mother queen of all of Egypt. I'm speaking of the goddess. Not the goddess that you know commonly and most shown over the heads of the pharaohs when they die. And yet she goes back way time. I am speaking of the goddess, the woman who was involved with the first trinity of the entire world community and the Nile Valley in particular. I am talking about Khonsu's mother. Khonsu is called various names and amusing names that you're most familiar with. I am talking about goddess Nut, not goddess Nut. They're two different forms. M-U-T and N-U-T. What is it? That all the writings, there's an emphasis on goddess Nut, but no emphasis on goddess Nut. Because it's clearly stated that goddess Nut is a southern goddess. Southern means upper Nile. We must look Egypt? Not at all. The ancient Nubians and Ethiopians, on the other hand, worship goddess Mut. Anywhere you go, to the beginning of the Nile, there are folklore about goddess Mut in Uganda up to this today. As a matter of fact, there is folklore about goddess Mut in Nigeria today, coming to Nigeria by way of the Yoruba religion. There is mention of goddess Mut in all the way in Haiti, in Dambalawedo. Dambalawedo is a transition of the religion that comes to the Yoruba ceremonies. There is mention of goddess Mut in Manikismo, in Cuba, and even in Puerto Rico, where we are talking about Santerismo, there's a mention of goddess Mut. So what has happened is that all over the continent there are emphasis about goddess Mut. And we cannot avoid it. We see the of goddess Mut as far south as what was called Mulumutapa, before the Europeans tell us we should call our own country Mulumutapa. It is a bad word. And then we turn from that and call it now Nanitia and the other name, Athenian. I still say it's Monomotapa. Now, what we have to do then too in this case, and I know this lecture may sound rather strange to a lot of you, but I passed a certain state now. It's introduced, take it, go with it. Now, is that a state? Is it a deal? In other words, we passed first grade, second grade, we know the past kindergarten, we know in junior high school, we passed college, you've got the doctorate, now let's go to the postdoctoral lessons. See, let us go to the one that you can't get in the classroom at all. You must come to the field to deal with this. Let us go to the one where we're talking about upon which the foundation of spirituality of ancient Egypt rests. We are talking now about the mystery system. And we have taken up Professor James's work, beautiful work at that. I wish Richard Moore was alive and a few other people for us to deal with it. I wish Professor Seifert was around for us to really deal with how those thoughts were placed into order in the various works of Professor James before he wrote Stolen Legacy. The 8 papers which Professor James published that led up to Stolen Legacy. What it is that brought about the ancient Egyptian philosophy of God, the concept of God? What is it that brought the ancient Egyptian concept of theology to explain the theosophy? Was it an experience from a supernatural being coming from outer space, as most of us tend to believe it, a hocus pocus? Was it some god that fly over some part of Egypt and said, come here, and got up and tap some hill and passed on a tablet or something? Was it any of that? No. None whatsoever. It was science. The ancient African used science as a foundation for religion. And I guess I should remove the word religion from that. As found in the documents, the ancient Africans in their writing dealt with the first concept of God. The universe and all there is in it. All explanation of the totality, this is the reason we start to talk about the universe is thought of a circle. But the ancient African faith as a center, that thing about the universe, that became this circle, the universe, that which contains everything. And the ancient African said that within this circle, there are four quadrants. They didn't use the word quadrant as the English word, of course. But in the center of this four And from that protection, and if you carry that to the extent, you will come back again. This protection will be equal to that protection. But if you take this, let's take this, or take this, and we have this, let's move this up, and we have that. Let's suppose that it is one pyramid and another pyramid. That would have changed. It is out of this, and the projections of this that we need. But this comes from Egypt. The Lord, we see this in the southern Africa, the Mali, go to the museum in the New York Museum of
violence going through the heart, because they have violence in terms of You Thank you.